Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. Nice to be back live.
Well, and hopefully we get to stay on the entire show now. If we drop off for any reason, don't disconnect. Just hang in. We'll be back on. I'm having some electrical challenges, and with the work is getting pretty crazy these days. So, you know, we've got Band-Aids on phones and computers and everything, sprinkling systems. Okay, so we want to remind everybody that we do look forward to your questions, which the team will answer during tonight's broadcast if they have time. We ask you to keep your questions on topic if at all possible. Other questions will be answered if time allows. And you can email Squirrel if you want to give them your email, huh?
Yes, it's squirrel@wyom.net. That's S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L at W-Y-O-M.net. I know, everybody knows how to spell squirrel by now, I'm sure.
Well, we certainly hope so. We never know if we have new listeners. Okay, tonight's show, are you playing your virtual game or someone else's version of the game? Who set up the obstacles? And why is it so difficult to navigate? I'm sorry, I missed the whole, the virtual game of life on planet Earth was the name of the tonight's show. You've all watched your children and grandchildren play virtual games on computers or Xboxes, but have you really paid attention to the obstacles they had to overcome to get to the next level? They love the suspense of the challenge. They also actually love all of the violence, which I... and make-believe obstacles that appear real. So let's explore our own virtual game and see how we can play it with passion, joy, fun, and positive expectations. We don't need to have it quite so scary, okay? Hopefully not at this stage, anyway. And Squirrel, you have an astrology report. Just want to let everybody know that the energies are very intense and speeded up again. So, no, you aren't imagining it, even though Mercury's still in retrograde. And I do recommend that you all sleep when you need to. It's important because we're getting tons of downloads and all kinds of things are going on. Okay, Squirrel, you've got some astrology updates.
Oh, yeah, I got bumped off. Sorry. Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Astrology update.
Can you hear me all right now?
Yes, we can hear you just great.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay. Well, this comes from one of my favorites, Elizabeth Peru, because she keeps it short and sweet. Over the next 24 hours, we are still assimilating our purpose, our deeper meaning for being. And this goes along with the Mercury retrograde. In other words, it gives us a chance to review where we are and where we have been. And she goes on to say, have you been pondering why you are here and what you are here for, more so than ever the past week? If so, wonderful. This is a very strong energy right now for so many of us to use. Questions arise from our personality and our brain. Its function is to question. Answers arise from our soul, our hearts. Its function is to answer. When you ask your questions by focusing head into heart, you create the best opportunity to hear your truth. Only you know your truth, and only you can answer you. Take some time away from your normal routine over the next 24 hours. Ask your questions and let your answers come through naturally. Do not force this. Just ask and wait, and your answers will come when you are most relaxed. For soul's voice is strongest when you are not mentally controlling your life. Drop head into heart daily and ask. It takes practice, but then great reward comes from great effort. It's personal to each of us. That's what she says.
Beautiful.
It is.
Hey, also,
it is very
we're
personal,
on the moon,
isn't it?
Yes, we're on the backside of Mercury retrograde, which is lots of action and activity, even though we're retrograde. I can feel it. I mean, I just... You were off the air.
Well, you know, the other thing is, Saturn has stationed and going direct again, and Saturn has been in retrograde for a long period of time, and now that planet, which happens to be in Scorpio right now, which I'm sure you can feel strongly, is now going forward. And, you know, so a lot of things are moving forward. You can just go with it and just be true to who you are.
Okay, well, that's my mantra every day. Okay, so I'd like to kind of go over an update right now on what's going on with some of these other races. Working on healing our relationship with other races, there continues to be ongoing work with other races through the power retrievals. And the good news is we're having such an impact that it's created quite a need to try to stop us, as all of you, okay, are, you knew what you were going to do when you came to Earth, although, you know, we get that amnesia thing. And because of that, we have a lot of beings on board. Let's put it this way. I've talked about this so many times that we're really collective. And in your chakras, there are tunnels. Those tunnels can be loaded with other beings. Your parents may, you know, those who had very difficult childhoods, your parents may have carried them as well. Not intentionally. Not intentionally. So, on the other hand, did we agree to these obstacles before being born to make the game more exciting? You know, this is something I ponder all the time, okay? And from what I'm seeing right now, there are those of you who have what appears planned on the opportunity to heal the break or breach between races, not only to help Earth, but to help this sector of the universe, and from what I'm seeing now, the multiverse. Now, again, I'm not trying to aggrandize this, but I'm telling you, things are more than we think, more than we think. There are only two races that I'm aware of that do not belong to any federations, associations, or councils. And I do find this fascinating. One of them is the Greys, which I suspect is because they're another version of us. Can't really explain this one, although they do tend to work with the approval, okay, with approval, all right, with all that they've been doing with the abduction detainments and hybridizations, and people see other races there when they're having these experiences. So, but again, this is, there seems to be this kind of an agreement. Their intention is not to harm anyone, okay? And they also, no matter who has had these experiences, they've come away with this incredible sense of wanting to help the Earth, of impending danger if we don't do something about the way things are now. The other race is the one that we call the reptilians. But remember, there are sub-races within the reptilian race itself. Very long time ago, Lazarus said that the reptilians left their shadows in Orion before they went to the Pleiades. But they thought it was a good idea. Hey, you know, just like the Greys, all right, who wanted to get rid of emotions because they thought it got in the way of their mentality and their genius. So if you look at both of these races, it appears that both of them decided to change the way things work. And it, so far, it's not going real well for them, okay?
And, may I ask a question before you go on?
Yes.
And maybe others have this question too. Okay, these two races don't belong to any of the federations, associations, or councils. And is it because they don't want to be, or they were not allowed to be?
Don't have an answer to that. I will say that they often work together.
But the Greys and the Reptilians work together?
Yes. And actually, Bashar has said that the Reptilians were created, that's got to be a very long time ago, from DNA from the dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
So, again, our concepts and ideas of how things work are in a process of constant expansion. You know, you hear all this rattle going on the internet about this race, that race, and this and that and the other thing. And Barbara Lamb does a lot of work with regressions, and she was a good friend of Dr. John Max, and she's a lovely woman. And but she tends to end up working with people primarily who've had abduction experiences with the reptilians. And she had one pop into her living room one day. And it shocked her. And it put out its hand and said, "You do so much work around us, we wanted you to know that we're real." Put out its hand, and Barbara reached over to touch its hand, and boom, she was out of her body. And it took her to an experience where they were on a planet. I've probably said this many times before. They were on a planet. And there was this huge wave coming that looked like, you know, what we would anticipate from a nuclear weapon or something of that nature. They all joined together in consciousness, some arm in arm, some just in consciousness, all of them on the planet before the planet was wiped out. They are an amazing race. They are the shapeshifters. They are incredibly powerful. And when we work in the tunnels, oftentimes they will come in and pretend to be something else. But the team is very wonderful at encouraging whoever we're working with to question who they are. And then the team will intercede at times and say, You must show who you are, but they always ask the person that we're working with, does this feel real? Do you really think they are this or that? One today came in as a lion.
So then, Jackie, would you say that these two races that don't belong to any federations, associations, or councils are the ones that are most interested in doing detainments? Abductions and
well, yes,
somehow connected to the human, the human race.
Yes, okay. Yes, and they are connected to the human race. In reality, they are. They're also the most related to us. We carry reptilian DNA. We carry gray DNA because, in fact, the grays are really humans on another timeline.
So then we don't belong to any federation, associations, or councils.
No, we don't, because we're already there yet.
I'm extrapolating, but I find it all very fascinating. You know, I really do.
All right. So,
anyway, go on.
Lazar said a very long time ago that the reptilians left their shadow in Orion before they went to the Pleiades. They really believed that if they got rid of their shadow, it was too hard to deal with. If they got rid of their shadow, they would be absolutely free, because your shadow holds light and dark. It didn't work real well. So they became warriors, and in essence, in many ways, without conscience. Now, not all reptilians, please be clear with this, but you have the draconians, and then you have other reptilian subraces, if you will. So in a way, we represent their light shadow. That came out today in a session, and it was fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Because the things that they say when we encounter them in the tunnels are, you know, "I don't like your kind, I'm here to stop you, I'm here to destroy you, I own you," etc., etc. But when there's no fear, okay, and the person floods them with love and says, "Why would you hate me if I love you?" It undoes them. It literally undoes them because they don't know what to do with it. They want the love, but they resist the love. This has been an incredible study for me to see that nothing is all bad. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. One of the people we work with was at a Lazarus intensive in Germany. And there was a place there called the Eagle's Nest. And this was a place that Hitler owned. Long story, anyway. And Lazarus explained to everybody it was a place of great healing and transformation and so on. Well, everybody got there and stayed in the hotel and blah, blah, blah. And they said the place was loaded with reptilians. And it was a real struggle, because I have clients that really do see, and a real struggle to clear it. And I started laughing when this person shared this with me, because I said, look, Lazarus is sneaking you in on this one. An opportunity to heal, okay? A place on the planet that is a portal, a vortex, okay? Without really coming right out and saying, look, you're going to encounter a lot of reptilians. I said, it's really kind of cool. So I had to giggle at it. You know, it did make me laugh. Anyway, as we gather more information on all of this, we'll put together a more comprehensive show dedicated to this subject. What I will say is that many, if not most of you, have been dealing with their attempt to stop you from moving forward in some capacity. But I say to you, don't give this a lot of power, but do sit with it and ponder it. Ponder it. You know, was that mean parent being controlled, trying to strip you of your power, et cetera, or the mean husband or lover or whatever? I have to tell you, as I look at some of the people I know and I've been able to observe over time who comes in and out with them, and this has been going on for years, I've seen the conflict in them and I understand what they carry. But, you know, I'm a pragmatist. You know, I always figure it'll be okay, which, you know, I have been known to play with fire anyway. So we'll talk about more of this.
So I have to ask, too, I mean, do you think this links significantly to our beliefs and where our beliefs came from? I mean, like resistance to love and, you know, flooding with love, but they don't want
the
love.
We have what is called the reptilian portion of our brain. Primitive brain.
Right. Right.
Fight or flight. Okay. And you could be absolutely right there. I don't have an answer to that one. But, you know, I do ponder whether or not we set up all these. Here's the other side of the coin. Did we agree to all of this knowing? In other words, coming in knowing that we were going to confront all of this, that we were going to have these challenges, knowing that we would have the opportunity at some point to create healing not only on Earth, but in this sector of the cosmos and possibly the multiverse from what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, I'd have to say yes, given that if the grays are a future version of us.
No. What? An alternate version of us, in a way, a potential future that went the wrong way.
Not an absolute future,
a potential future. Sorry?
Right. Well, I'm just saying that maybe we did know to stop the potential future of that happening, even though it's all happening at once.
Well,
you know what I'm trying to say.
And we have reptilians who've come back from the future as well as...
Exactly. Same thing.
Look at the Esasani. They've come from the future. They're trying to assist us. The Esasani
right.
are direct relatives, okay? Who created the Esasani?
I just kind of want to go with the belief. I do somewhat believe that we did know, even though we can't quite remember it all.
Well, this is the one I'm pondering right now. Did we agree to these obstacles coming in saying, if we're playing a virtual game, did we agree to the obstacles that were created, believing in ourselves enough to know that we'd go further and further and further and ultimately create healing? Big stuff. Okay.
Yeah, it makes a whole lot more sense than some of the stuff we're doing in the meantime.
Exactly. Okay, I want to share anyway. We'll do one or two or three shows. I don't know yet the way things are going. Who knows? I'm getting so much material lately that, you know, this is... I want to talk about an extraordinary animal communicator with you that this woman's worked with us off and on for years. Sometime in the last year, the team extended an invitation from the animal kingdom itself for her to be their voice. And she is finally up and running. She went to classes and so on, and although I've always seen her as an incredible communicator, but that was beside the point. She wanted to be certified and so on, and the woman is amazing. The team sent one of our people to her with... she had a star kitty that showed up on her doorstep, and they both shared the session with me last night, and it was in written format, and I just sat there and bawled. It literally touched my soul. And the way that the animal kingdom is participating with us right now is so much more than we know. I cannot begin to tell you how much more. And even beings are coming in and coming in through animals, sometimes coming in and out because they're not able to stay in the animal body that long. This is just amazing. And, you know, I would love to share the whole reading during the show, but it would take the whole show. But I can tell you the information... This being was so straightforward, this kitty, as it came forward with information, and it said, don't do any of your normal rituals. I have things to tell you. Please start writing. And it was just so amazing. It was like, let's get right to the meat. Okay. but again, so really look at your animals that you have now, ones you've had in the past that you still are very connected to. I can't say enough about Carol, and certainly about her integrity, but the level of communication that's coming through is astounding. And you can reach her by emailing her at Carol, C-A-R-O-L, at carollong, L-O-N-G, .com. And, you know, make your arrangements. Get in while you can, because I think this woman is going to be so jammed. I mean, she's already busy.
Jackie, does she have a website?
No, not yet. She hasn't gotten her website out.
Oh, okay.
But I can just tell you that I know her. I know her relationships with the cats that she had. She had an Andromedan Arcturian cat that taught her. And I want to say this. This is another really important piece. The team told her, and she brought it up to me the other day, and I went, oh, my gosh. The team had told her when she did her readings to call in the team, and those beings that are members of the team that work with animals will come in and work with her. And she said when she did this particular session, not only did her guides come in, but she said more members of the team filed in while she was doing this session than she'd ever experienced before. Mm-hmm. So what I'm seeing, you know, Vicky, who works with horses and so on and so forth, as each person is launched into their great work, the team is branching off with beings that will be working with those people that are doing their great work. This is what the network is about, that we talked about 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's just, wow. So, also Carol connects with a very high part. This one animal she did, they went back to a lifetime in Africa where it was a lion, and they were connected to, of course, there are the lion beings of Sirius. They were connected to the Sirians, the earth, and his relationship with Linda was so extraordinary. And he was considered, you know, with great honor who he was in Africa at that time. And the connectedness, I've always said Africa is, you know, goddess country. It really is. There is this huge richness because of the, not so much anymore because it's been so many wars, but a long time ago, there was this huge connection. Remember the Dagon tribe from Sirius? The dolphinic beings came and taught about Sirius a very long time ago. And that's in their history in Africa. This is why it all coming together like this was so extraordinary. And she, things came through that she had no way of knowing. It was just amazing. And I had my own personal experience this week. I was working out in the cosmos and, you know, just one of those nights where I'm not really asleep. I'm just out there. And it was so incredibly beautiful. And I encountered this animal, this white animal being, and it was kind of dogish. And I realized that it was my great love, my Rudy dog from when I was a little kid, and who was a huge white Samoyed. And my Merlin has taken on this kind of regalness since I've moved to California. It's really done this amazing transformation. And during this experience, I was told that part of Rudy is in him. When I woke up, I grabbed my little Merlin and gave him a kiss, and I called him Rudy, and he got so excited. It was like he was so happy that I got it. Oh, it was so beautiful. Wow. Again, we just, okay, everything is working together to assist us. Please remember that. The more in touch we become with everything, everything, there is nothing that's not in harmony or trying to be. So the virtual game of life. The team dropped this one in on Wednesday morning, which is when I normally send out the show announcements, and it made me giggle. I thought it was an incredible metaphor. And, the virtual games that the kids are playing like crazy and full of violence and so on, which is not unlike Earth. So we go through all these obstacles to get to the next level and then handle the obstacles at that level to get to the next. We can do it with more elegance with Bonnie's wonderful book, which is very empowering. This, again, information that was lost a couple of thousand years ago, but it's back now. And we are at the higher levels now, and there is so much at stake. And the obstacles that I see now are not obstacles, but opportunities to do it differently, more elegantly. And for me, anyway, always with lots of excitement. I do like excitement. And the game seems to be much bigger, more fun, unlimited possibilities for all of us. And the opportunity to not only heal and empower ourselves, but to create a bridge of healing for those in our sector of the universe and possibly the multiverse who've been estranged. Again, biggest downside for me is all my electrical snafus, which are ongoing. Okay, we're hearing sounds over the phone that have never happened before. I should be recording them. And I've had a lot of them.
You should record them. You should record them and then share them with us.
Well, you don't, you know, I'm in channel when things get goofy, and it's not the same as if I'm not in channel, that I would have the presence of mind. When I'm in channel, the team could care less, okay? You know, we're working. I just have learned not to call the repair people, computer techs, etc., because eventually it'll settle back down. It may take a couple of days, and then things will work again. Remember, everybody, that it is a virtual game filled with possibility and probability. Anyway, there's been a lot of blustering and huffing and puffing, but just remember, it's all about loving them. And I want to encourage all of you to remember that the most important, powerful thing you can do right now is to send your love to everything. Doesn't mean you don't use discernment, but judging things and making people wrong is not going to get us where we're going, okay? It's what separated us all along, and the only way to change that, because what I do see, if things can turn around out there with beings for thousands and thousands of years who've been warriors, there's absolutely no reason why we can't change it here. And do it for the same, in the same way. You're going to see people who are going to want to bring forward the truth, who are going to say, this isn't working for me. You're going to see lots of changes. I feel it. I know it. I'm excited about it. Okay, I'm going to go into channel before I lose my voice.
Okay, Jackie.
Okay. All right. Oh, she likes it juicy, doesn't she?
Indeed.
Yes, she does. Give her a challenge. She's always up for it. All right. Welcome, everyone. We're very excited to be with you again live tonight, and know that we love all of you. And when the recorded shows come on, we are aware, all right, of what's going on, and we always make certain that the frequencies are ramped up to be commensurate with what we're currently broadcasting, which are pretty intense, and we'll get more so. Now, the virtual game, we really did this to play with her and kind of take her to a different level so that she would do, as she says, ponder. And we hope all of you do the same. Remember that it's not this or that, it's this, that. All right, we're not the first ones to say that. Lazarus has said it, Bashar has said it. It's absolutely true. Humans tend to think in absolutes when you need to change it. Stay open to different kinds of possibilities. The reason you can change your beliefs and do all these inset intentions and so on and change your reality is because it's this, that. If it was this or that, all right, it would work here and not work there, so that doesn't work at all. It doesn't have to be scary anymore. Unless you buy into it. And if you watch the media, it's going to make certain that you're scared. Choose wisely when you play the game. What empowers me and what disempowers me? Where do I give my power away to something other than myself? And my unseen friends, and to God, Goddess, all that is, where do I give my power away? And how do I give it away? If you're going to watch scary stuff on television, all right, and we're talking the news here, right? It's very clear. Right. Go in for so long and then pop out if you need to. Or if you're going to go in with the intent of finding an area that you want to send energy to, love to, healing to. Be proactive, not reactive. Be proactive and respond. We hope you're all coming to a level of understanding about that at this point. That you are powerful and you can have impact, and you do. You're creating all the time. You never stop. You can either do it consciously or unconsciously. We recommend that you do it consciously. All right. Squirrel, you've got some questions for us.
Yes, I do. I have a few questions. This one comes from Elizabeth Mulkin, and she asks, how do I rid myself of the fear of success program, which keeps coming up again and again in my life?
All right, Elizabeth. Well, first of all, we would recommend that you buy Bonnie's book, number one. Two, go to her website, livealifeyoulove.com. Okay. And no, the channel's not being paid for the advertisements. This is part of the network. Be clear about that. Now, start changing your beliefs. And there's a whole active process in the book. You don't rid yourself of something. Stand in your power and change your beliefs around it. Your core beliefs around success. What are they? Start writing all the negative beliefs you have around success. If I'm successful, I won't have any time for fun. If I'm successful, people will want more of me. If I'm successful, people won't like me. They'll be jealous. Oh, there's a whole raft of beliefs you can have around success. If I'm successful, I could fail and lose it all, and I'd be devastated. Dig deep. Start your list tonight or tomorrow. Order Bonnie's book, The Map. Right on her website and on Amazon as well. And in the meantime, she's got processes on her website for changing beliefs. Get to work on it. You're going to find that this is the most empowering thing we can talk to you about. And this is why each one of you are going to have your specialties. All right, and contribute to the overall good for everyone. Many of you came in also with this kind of interesting program to stay under the radar. Don't want anybody to know who I am, all right, just in case. So look at your belief around that as well. I don't really want to be noticed. I don't want the attention. But start writing all of the negative beliefs you can come up with. My beliefs about success have an ongoing program in your computer. Have an ongoing program in your computer. Where you are, who we think we're on the air. Seth? Seth, are we on the air? Okay, good. All right. That is our best hit.
Jack and Laura are still on.
Okay, good. That is our best advice for you. We highly recommend it. And Liz, there's no reason for you not to be successful. It's in your beliefs, dear one. It's in your beliefs. Now, there's a wonderful tape by Lazarus called Ending Self-Sabotage. We would also recommend that you go to Lazarus.com, Lazarius.com, and download Ending Self-Sabotage. Lots of people carry that program, and it can be from your lineage, can be programmed in. All right? Lack of deserving, all kinds of things. Do we have Squirrel back, by the way?
I'm back. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here again.
All right. All right.
Did you miss me?
Yes. Liz, thank you so much for sending in your question, and we send our love to you as well. And Squirrel, you have another question?
Last December, and this person prefers not to be identified, but here is the question. Having had abduction experiences and children who are hybrids, and with Bashar channelings referring to their race being 100 years in the future and living in light, they want to know, was DNA such as mine utilized at the time traveling back, knowing who would have the ability to live without human food and be able to sustain their human existence on light, as I can currently sustain myself without human food? Do you want to answer that before I go on?
All right. Well, let us just say this. If that is something that you are wanting to do for whatever reason, that is up to you. That was not programmed in, if that's your question. We would recommend that you be very, very careful and not give up sustenance, because you are a human. Regardless of how you look at that, you are a human. Even Bashar and his race only recently stopped taking in food, and they're more than 100 years in the future, so that you understand that. All right? So please, we caution you. As humans, depending on your blood type, you need sustenance. Even Daryl, who channels Bashar, eats food. Does a lot of cleansing, but he eats food. Now, if it gives you a sense of importance or whatever, that's wonderful. But we want you to be very, very, very clear. You can sustain that for a few years. But what we would say to you, it's like our channel, an old blood type, who wanted to be a vegetarian. All right? And she made it through 3 years. All right? And then it took a toll on her general health, all right, and on the way her body functioned. And she had to go and do, as an old blood type, what she needed to do in order to sustain her body, in order to handle the frequencies and all that she's working on. So, again, we caution you, dear one, all right? This is a planet of free will that you're on. You may do as you please. We would not say that not taking in sustenance is the best thing for any of you. You're a little ahead of your time here. We're not questioning that you can do it. We're questioning the long-term effects. Certainly you could change your beliefs and so on, but the body is a machine. It needs sustenance, dear one. It really does. again, depending on what your blood type is. All right. Squirrel, there's more to this question, dear?
Yes. This one is about fertility. And another question relating to the heaviness of Earth lineage. Also, will those of us who have not had children and are a little older, she says she's in her mid-40s, in the new lightness of beingness, will we have the ability to perhaps have children even though we are older? Is there a newer paradigm template which will allow older females and males to bring forth higher children? For example, a few years ago, I had a remote session with Jackie, and the group, it's you, the team came in and said, we are going to delay menopause for you. At that time, I was in a different relationship and had no inkling for children. However, years later, I met my divine counterpart, and now working globally with various leaders and countries, and perhaps since now I live on chronic sustenance, and this is an ability many will also have. I am wondering also if those of us who are a little older than the usual motherhood template, will we have the opportunity to become mothers of light children in 3D environment?
All right. Complex question. I'm going to give you the answer here. All right. Very simple. If you are still menstruating, all right, you definitely have the possibility of pregnancy, no question about it. You did not say whether or not you... You did not say whether or not you were still in a, having menstrual cycles. So... But again, we go back to the chronic issue. And what we have to say to you, dear one, regardless of how light the child is that you bring onto the planet, please be clear that in order to sustain your health and the baby's health, you will need to take in sustenance. This is not a test to see how highly evolved you are. It is truly, all right, you are human, remember that. You are here to be a completely, absolutely healthy human. And again, all things are possible. We would never say, you know, you're very powerful beings, all of you. You're a little ahead of your time, however, in terms of believing that you're going to have children if you have ceased your menstrual cycle. And if you're not eating human food, the chances of you being able to bring that cycle back in are very slim, because a child will feed off of your body. It's what happens at this timing. Please understand, at this timing on the planet. Now, Bashar's race is at a higher frequency than humans. Please be clear with that. They are moving into non-physicality right now. And only now have they given up all sustenance and living on light. And this is why we say to you, you are ahead of your time here. If there is something that you feel this does for you, we understand the high you get by living on, as you say, prana, but please be clear, okay? Please be clear, and we say this to you for your own personal health and for the desire for what you want to bring in. We think it's wonderful that you feel so happy about what you're doing. But when you bring in that other issue around having a child and sustaining the physical body, you are still at a point where you need forms of protein and sustenance. You haven't reached that other place yet, no matter how highly evolved you feel that you are. All right. This is not a race. This is not a race to live off of light. This is only your timing to make a difference on the planet for all of you. We cannot emphasize this one enough. All right, we're coming
back.
All right, we're coming.
Sorry.
Close to the close. Well, it's very disruptive now because there's a buzzing of, you know, the disconnect sound on the show. All right, was that the end of her? What?
Is there a buzzing still?
No, but when it hangs up, it's just like the sound you have when you have a disconnect.
No, sorry. I don't know why. Anyway, I'm sorry, did you finish answering
that
question?
Yes, and we send our unconditional love to you, dear one. And you're welcome to email the channel and ask, you know, any question that you may have. All right? And ask for assistance from us. You can email her and ask for assistance. But you will have to send her your current information. All right, we believe that we've answered that sufficiently. Was there any other question, or did you have one, Squirrel?
Well, you know, actually, I just want to get back to the virtual reality game of life on Earth.
All right.
If we may, we have just, about 4 minutes to go. And when the beginning of our show notes, it talks about who set up the obstacles and why is it so difficult to navigate. Is some of our virtual reality being controlled off planet? And would you be able to comment to that?
It's a very broad question. All right. So narrow it down, Squirrel, to exactly what you're asking. What's controlled off-planet?
I just was wondering if some of what we're experiencing, you know, it's like when you are playing a game, you know, a video game or something, and you press one button, something else comes in to change how the outcome might be, or you can change the outcome how it might be. But there are different levels of the game. I'm just wondering if the game we're playing, are the rules clear to us, or are some of it, is there interference coming in?
Well, you've had it.
So, yeah.
You know that.
Okay.
But it's not somebody sitting up in an ivory tower somewhere, pushing buttons.
No.
Saying, let's mess with them here. All right. Is there interference? You already know there's interference. There's interference within your pharmaceutical companies, within the type of fuels that you use, your currencies. You know these things. Everybody knows. This is not news. Within your media, all right, within politics, global politics, all right, war, which is a moneymaker and a machine. It's happening on your planet. Are there influences at times influencing some of the people that orchestrated? Yes. Which is the very thing that we're working with right now. All right. Channel said it very well a couple of weeks ago of you. Heal those that have wanted to control the planet and been angry. They'll stop controlling the controller. But don't ever feel that you're not powerful enough to change your version of reality. Remember that, regardless of what's going on. You are powerful enough to change your version of reality and the way you experience it. That's the key. Now we are coming to the close, Guru, because we should finish up before the top of the hour. We would love to work with everyone tonight, if you will call us in, please. And we'd like to play in your reality a little bit. And Elizabeth Malkin is with you as well. All right, call us in. Especially around recognizing when you think things are obstacles and how you can change your beliefs around them and make them into opportunities, exciting ones. This is all about empowerment, people. You came to create a new world. This is what you chose. Remember that. And we are here to assist you in whatever way that we can. Know that we love all of you. Dear Squirrel, we love you very much, even though you have a total phone challenge here going on. So,
I love you too.
All right. Until we speak with you all again in this format, dear ones, namaste.
Namaste.
Good night, everybody. I know we're running late, and they need to get somebody else on the air, so thank you so much for tuning in. Sorry for all the interruptions. We'll see if we can't get this figured out. Good night. We love you. Good night, Squirrel.
Good night, Jackie. Good night, everyone.